You know, that's the way we're going to do it.
Oscar, you could do that anyway. I'm not sure if I cut my first words off. Oh, very good. All right. See if anybody else wants to pick it up.
Good morning, Chris. KD2, VOR Mobile.
Boy, Rob. Turn your heat on. You're on your way for a cup of coffee, I know.
Be off tomorrow, or you're just up tonight?
I'm going in tomorrow. I might only work till about 2 o'clock, though. One of my daughters is still home sick. So I have an appointment to get to the doctor's at 2. I'm not sure if my wife is able to get off of her job. So I might just leave at 1:30.
Okay. Sorry to hear that they're not feeling well. She's not feeling well. Got a couple of the boys coming down to the shop tonight. For a little meet.
Yeah, very good. Has anybody heard from Charlie, N1LU? Is he okay?
Yeah, Charlie's fine. Talk to him every day.
Yeah, no, I finally emailed him my phone numbers. I thought maybe he was going to call me this afternoon and meet up with him for that microphone. But he was talking that he was having problems with his throat, so I was just making sure he was okay. I didn't have my radio with me today.
I didn't hear anything about that, Chris. I guess with your situation, what happened over in your household there, I guess maybe he's just waiting to hear you and not, you know, bother you with the time you had there.
Yeah, well, hopefully maybe I'll catch up with him tomorrow, you know. I'm going to get things rolling over here. I said to the wife, I said, you know, because I took a couple days off. All the kids were homesick and, you know, with everything going on, and I said to her, I'm going back to work. I can't stay home any longer.
I know what you mean. All right, I'm at the Quick Check. Why don't you see if Steve's out there? I know he's in a mobile coming out from Long Island. KD2, BOR.
KD2, CWW listening.
Actually, Chris, how far are you from Rocky?
I think me and Rocky, as the crow flies, are maybe 12 to 15 miles from each other.
No, I was going to say, I know Charlie's going down. We're supposed to meet up with Rocky. Actually, if you could have brought him with him tonight, maybe you can leave it with Rocky. You could open up with Rocky, or maybe you can head down there where those guys are.
Yeah, if it was tomorrow, I would definitely do it. But I'm getting ready to go to bed for work in the morning.
All right, just a thought. KD1I, let's see if Steve wants to pick it up.
I'm gonna go to bed. Anybody out there, have a good night. K82CWW.
Alright, Chris, 73, thank you. I'll catch you another night. KD1 on your point.
You too, have a good night.
How are you, Bill? What's going on? KB2 CIA Mobile.
Hanging in there, Steve. Hope everything's good on your end. Yeah, I ended up working a little over the 7 last night. I come home and then they call me to go back in and work 901. That's the other company I'm working for tonight. I worked for the other company last night, so and I was supposed to have a shift at this place here last night. Then the guy wanted me to work the night before at a different shift. I couldn't do it, so then he took the shift away from me last night. Luckily, the other company called me, so I took a shift with them, and so I'm here tonight. But I got to see what's going to happen now because they're handing me this crap. You don't really have full time for me anymore, so I'm looking for something else. The woman I was working with, she decided she wants to get unemployment. I told her, she said, I'd be only going to give her like around $100 or so. But whatever. The thing is, if she goes over to the other site, they ain't going to guarantee her full time either.
I don't know how you put up with that uncertainty. That would drive me crazy. You know, as trying as my schedule gets, at least I know what I'm doing week to week.
Basically, what I have for a shift now is the other company. I work the Friday and Saturday, 11 at night till 7 in the morning. This company, the guy wants me to have a 4 to 12 shift, but he asked me today if I'd rather work 8 to 4 on Sunday morning. And the thing is, I'd get off the other job at 7, then I'd have to go over to this job at 8 without getting any sleep. And I'm going to think that one over. And, you know, I'm not crazy. I'm trying to get off the weekend shifts, and I can't seem to get off them over here. I'm available all week, available, you know, for day shifts, and they screw me and give me these overnight shifts. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it would have been nice if you could have come out, too. Should be a nice little meetup.
Oh, if I didn't have to come in, I was going to take Donna. I was going to take a ride down here. Go down and visit you guys over there because basically, besides you and Charlie, you're like the only two I met. I haven't met Rocky and I haven't met whoever else was going to be there. So I really wanted to do that. And look what happens. What are you going to do? That's the way it is. And I'm just kind of getting set up. I originally was offered this building here. 3 days a week over here. They're like 10 to 12 hour shifts. You come in either 5, 6, or 7 at night and you got to stay till 5 in the morning, which I'm not really crazy about either. So at the time I had a 2 to 10 shift Monday through Thursday. I'd rather keep that shift. At least I could go home at night and sleep in my bed. But now I don't know what the hell is going to happen. This new house you get, is it in the same area, basically, where you're living now, Steve, or it's somewhere else?
Just stand by, Bill. I'm coming up on my exit. Okay. It's a big, hairy turn there. It's like a big, really steep, swooping turn, and the lady in front of me was panicking, and then the guy behind me decides that he wants to try to pass us. And it's a single lane. So it's a bit hairy there.
Yeah, I know what that's like. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, it's a lady driving a big SUV, and I guess she don't know how big it is. She was perfectly fine. And she starts crawling and drifting onto the shoulder to make the turn. I'm like, what is she doing? And then, so I had to hit the brakes. And then the guy behind us decides he wants to squeeze by to pass us. It's unbelievable. Anyway, I'm on the LIE now. I just got off the Cross Island. And I think you asked something about where I was living now. I'm still living in the same place, Levittown. Not far from the Limehouse campus.
No, what I said is this place you're going to buy, is it right near where you're living now or is it somewhere else?
The place? I'm lost. I'm missing what you're saying. The place I'm going to what? I'm going to find?
No, you said you put a deposit on a new place and you're working with the bank to get it for less money. Is that in the same vicinity as where you're living now or it's someplace else?
I don't know what you're talking about. We were in refinancing currently where I am, but I'm not looking at a new place.
That was Chris, Bill. KD2CWW is looking at another house.
Oh, it's Chris. Oh, I thought it was Steve. Okay, you guys sound a little bit alike on the radio.
Hey, Steve, that 751A that I was looking at. These nuts have got it bid up to $202 already.
Yeah, I didn't look at anything today. I wasn't on the computer at all. But I think I watched that.
I put a max bid of $75 yesterday, and now it's up to $202. I'm done.
GPS is going to bring me through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Okay, does it get you on to 95, or where does that go from? Oh, you let me know what's going on, which way you're coming with as you're getting here.
Yeah, driving and then looking ahead on the directions here is a little hard.
Well, in case you're interested, nobody else bid on your item yet either.
Ah, good to know. I'm bringing the Galaxy with me. See, you know, if you want to test it out a little, see what you think.
Yeah, I forgot to remind you of that yesterday. No problem. I forgot to bring my Ranger. I wanted to show it to you guys, but I'm not going to go back home for it. I'm here now. All right, I got to pull a car in, and I'll be back. KD2BOR.
KB2CIA Mobile, College Point.
KB1IFY via Echo Link, listening.
It could be Flushing. I'm in sight of the globe in Flushing Meadow Park from the World Fair. If you see, if you've seen Men in Black, they show you those the suits spaceships on top of the columns. It's right next to me.
I'm not familiar with that area. Maybe Rocky is. Hey, Steve, how far are you from the ferry that goes over to Bridgeport?
There's two ferries, I believe. The one that goes out of Port Jefferson.
Yeah.
It would probably take me at least an hour to get to Port Jefferson, maybe more.
All right, just a thought, because we got Winter Field Day coming up at the end of the month. So it's going to be up in Shelton, Connecticut, which is in far from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Instead of doing all the driving and coming all the way through, like 95 or whatever, I thought maybe the ferry might be easier. Come across to Bridgeport, and then from there you could just drive from Bridgeport to Shelton.
Yeah, you know something? I've never done it, and I don't know anybody who has. But I know you can do it. But I've never done it. But I believe you need reservations and stuff.
I may do that at some point. You know, my buddy up there, Bigfoot up there, Greg N1KOH. I know he's done that before. He's taken the ferry over from Bridgeport over to Long Island there, him and his dad there. So. I consider it sometime. You never know.
Passing Greg's house, N2AIR.
Speaking of Greg, I haven't heard him in the last couple of days.
Yeah, I friended that guy Gordon on Facebook, and he friended me back. First time I friended him, I don't know what happened. Then my account got screwed up, or he friended me this time.
I woke up last night when he had on his tech net, and I said, I got to get sleep. I should turn the radio down.
What do you have to check that on this repeater?
Yeah, Bill. Thursday nights, 9 o'clock.
Okay, I have to tune in. The only one I know of is the one on the 850 machine on Sunday nights. And sometimes, other times, I'll turn that repeater on and listen there, and then guys will be talking technical on there.
KD2BOR. When I woke up for it, he was just taking check-ins at the time, but I said I had to get through a nature call, and I went back to sleep.
Okay, I'm headed into the Queens Midtown Tunnel, so I'll be quiet for a while. KB2TIA.
All right, no problem. KB1IFY, yeah. You concentrate on his driving. Hopefully everybody will show up tonight. They're supposed to be there. KB1IFY.
KB2TIA.
Thank you, you're out of the tunnel.
KB2TIA Mobile in Manhattan.
Mom, KB1IFY.
I can barely copy you, Bill. I'm in a terrible spot. KB2TIA, I'm heading west.
All right, yeah, you're a little noisy there. All right, I'll be listening there. I just said Manhattan, Mon, KB1IFY. Make it out there, Steve. KB1IFY.
Just came out of the link and I'm trying to get my bearings. KB2TIA Mobile.
All right, very good. Southern Rocky, I'll help you out there.
I'm out of the Lincoln Tunnel, and I just got on 95 South.
Take 95 South till you see signs for it to turn into the New Jersey Turnpike.
Okay, I'm out of toll booth. GPS told me to take 15W. I'm passing the Alexander Hamilton service area.
Just keep coming south and get to 15W. When you pay a toll at 15W, I'll tell you what to do.
Huge traffic jam. It says 15X, 1 mile, the caucus.
Yeah, that's the fairly new exit they put in a few years back. The next one should probably be 15W.
That's Roger. We're creeping along at about 5 miles an hour.
Probably construction, Steve.
I'm directly across from a Peter Pan bus station.
I have no clue on that one.
I haven't got up to 15X yet. We're creeping along here. 5 miles and under. What time do you expect Willie P?
I imagine we should hear him pretty shortly getting on the road. I called him 12:30, somewhere around there. Don't forget, he's going to stop for coffee, too. Never heard from Carlos again after I talked to him, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get me coffee. I don't drink coffee. I'll take iced tea, though.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts iced tea is pretty good. I've had it. He's brought it to me down here. Well, we'll hear him. We'll just ask him to get an iced tea, that's all.
Well, sell any size for $1.99.
82 VOR. What was that, Bill, about $1.99?
81 halfway. Any size iced tea, I believe it's, I think it's $1.99. It could be 99. I got to check my app. I'll let you know what it says. KB1 IFY. I think it's $1.99.
Yeah, when I order it, I tell them ridiculously sweet with lemon.
That could come back to haunt you someday, Steve.
Very possible. It might be haunting me now.
Well, if you got a smartphone, download the Dunkin' Donut app and I'll keep sending you these specials.
My phone is antiquated. It still has a dial on it.
Ah, the old rotary dial. There you go.
Classic.
Still sitting in traffic, Steve?
I'm about 500 feet from the 15X exit.
You answered my question. You're still sitting in traffic.
Yeah, they got a ton of cones over here, but I don't see any construction going on.
KD2BOR, WITYP.
Will EP, good morning. KD2BOR.
Good morning. It's still nighttime. How you doing, Rock? And KB2TIA, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Bill. I was flying. I was doing great all the way here until this last leg. And now I'm stuck on the New Jersey Turnpike.
It figures in the middle of the night you'd be stuck on the turnpike. Maybe Chris Christie had something to do with it. He's blocking you getting the Rocky shop.
I think he's learned his lesson. He's really in the hot seat. I'm across from a very large New Jersey Transit Secaucus Junction. It's a huge building.
Yeah, it's the Frank Lautenberg train station. Hey, Steve, how do you take your coffee? I'm going to pick up on the way in.
I'm glad you asked. I don't drink coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker. You can get me an iced tea with lemon, very sweet.
Okay, that sounds good. I was going to say coffee, tea, hot chocolate, or whatever. A nice tea is good.
Gonna need it to keep.
Yeah, KB1IFY. Do you got any size iced tea, I believe, for 99 cents?
Sorry, Bill, we doubled.
No, I was just telling him about the special. Any size iced tea, I believe it's 99 cents, unless that's the coupon I have. It could be a. It could be regular $1.99, but I thought it was 90. I have a coupon for 99 cents.
All right. Well, whatever it is, it is. We'll get it. No problem.
Well, if you got a smartphone, download the Dunkin' Donuts app, because then they give you all kinds of specials.
That's cool. I'll have to give that a try.
We're starting to move now. I'm up to 15 miles per hour.
KD2BOR, Rock, did you hear anything from Carlos?
No, I didn't. I figured he'd be monitoring or something like that. I haven't spoken to Carlos since, I don't know, it was in the beginning of the week.
All right. KD2DKO, WI2LYP. All right. Well, if the order changes before I get there, give me a call.
No problem. What Dunkin' Donuts are you going to go to one? The one that's close to me up there at the Mel Pike in Schuyler?
Yeah, that's probably the one I'll go to. It's right there.
And that's the only one in town that's open 24 hours a day.
That's even a better reason to go there. Normally, I go to that one that's in town in, I guess it's North Arlington, in the morning, because I try to avoid that intersection when I come down by you in the morning. I take the side streets and go around that.
Yeah, you take rush hour. That intersection could be a hop in the butt.
WI2LYP. It seems like it's always a hop in the butt in the morning when I go down there.
82VOR. Yeah, you know yourself, I always tell Charlie, depending on which way you're coming in, I don't know if you're coming in through Ridge Road or Schuyler Avenue, just watch your speed limit in Lyndhurst and North Arlington. They are tough.
Yeah, this time of night, you like bait if you're out there speeding.
Okay, Rock, I'm at 15W.
Okay, when you pay the toll, come through the toll and stay to your right. You're going to see a sign for Kearney Harrison.
Okay, Rock, I'm at the toll booth.
Okay, toll, just stay completely to your right. You're going to see a sign. That's Kearney Harrison, right? It says... Just first exit, Kearney Harrison, take that, and once you do that, let me know and I'll tell you where to turn when you're coming up the road.
Okay, I took the ramp that's at Kearney West.
Okay, very good. Follow along that road. The first traffic light you come to, you're going to see a Walmart on your left-hand side. You're going to see a big Wawa gas station. Go through that light, and the next traffic light is going to be Schuyler Avenue. You're going to make a right-hand turn. When you see the Wawa, go past it. The next traffic light is Schuyler Avenue. You're going to make a right-hand turn.
Okay, the GPS wanted me to turn by the Walmart, make a right. So I continued forward. It recalculated and said Schuyler.
Okay, when you get on Schuyler Avenue, we said five lights, right? Once you turn on Schuyler Avenue, five traffic lights up is going to be Oakwood Avenue. And I'll be waiting. Let me know when you're getting close, and I'll be outside, because when you hit Oakwood Avenue, you're going to come through that light, and there'll be Schuyler Cab, and I'm right there.
Okay, I'm on Schuyler now. I just got stuck at the first light.
Okay, five traffic lights will be Oakwood Avenue.
KB2 TIA Mobile.
KD2VOR for ID. Where are you right now, Bill?
I'm, just getting out of Paramus up here. I'm moving right along. There's nothing on the road.
Okay, I'm going to go outside and wait for Steve and tell him where to park, because I want to leave the one garage door open so you can pull in front of that one and I can put your truck inside.
Okay, remind me to take my antenna down before we take it off.
You don't have to. I'm pretty sure I come in with mine. The door's got to be open all the way, but if not, you'll have to take it off.
Okay.
Okay, I'm at Quincy and Skyler.
WY2LYP, KD2BOR. Where are you, Bill?
I'm on lower Route 17.
Okay, very good. Let me know when you leave the Dunkin' Donuts, because then when you come down, we'll see if your antenna clears, and I'll just open the door and get you right inside.
Sounds good. You know, I'm thinking maybe I'll jump on the turnpike for one exit, too. That might be faster than going through Lyndhurst and all that.
Yeah, but if you're coming down 17, get to Orient Way. That's the way Charlie comes in. I don't know if you know how to get to it from there. Orient Way is not bad. Come Orient Way right to Schuyler Avenue.
Yeah, I could do that, too. No problem. All right. I'm getting there.
N1 Elite Mobile.
KB2 TIA at Rocky's Garage.
N1LU. Sounds like a, oh, what the hell's that guy's name? Frank Zappa song. Anyway, just got on the road. I'm a couple of minutes ahead of schedule.
Was it way down south where the Huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow?
All right, give me a couple of minutes. I'm in a good spot here around the corner from my house, but as soon as I turn to the next light, I'm going to get noisy, so I'll give you a call when I get back on the Merritt Parkway. N1LU, mobile.
Okay, Charlie, I had a great trip except for the last 10 minutes. Huge traffic jam. But otherwise, I smooth sailing all the way here.
Well, where was the huge traffic jam?
The minute I hit the turnpike.
The New Jersey turnpike?
By 15X to 15W is standstill traffic, barely 5 miles an hour.
Wow, that's southbound, I take it.
Hockey says yes.
Okay, I don't go anywhere near there anyway. All right, very good. Give me a couple minutes, I'll give you a call. N1LU.
KB2 TIA.
WY2LYP. Okay, I just left the Middle East Social Club here. I'm on the way down, Skyler.
Pull in front of the door next to Steve's truck, and I'll size up your antenna and see if we can get it inside. Just toot the horn when you get here.
Okay, thank you.
Morning, Bill. N1LU Mobile.
N1LU, WI2LYP. Hey, Charlie, how you doing? You on the way?
Yeah, I'm on the Merritt Parkway.
Excellent. Good. We're looking forward to seeing you. I brought that December issue of the magazine you wanted.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I just have my only stop is I got to stop for coffee. I'll run in, run out. So that'll be a quick stop. I left a couple of minutes early. So I should be on schedule as long as there's no traffic jams.
Yeah, Orient Avenue was clear sailing, never mind the Jersey Turnpike. Steve got hung up in some traffic.
I heard. Luckily, I don't have to go that way. I'll be getting off onto Route 46 when I come over the bridge. Hopefully, Steve, if you're listening, was there any traffic up to the bridge, or did you go over the bridge with no problem?
I didn't go through the GW, I went through the Lincoln.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't hear anything on the traffic. I'll listen again. All right, you guys visit. Let me do what I got to do. I'm about 2 miles away from the mobile stop, so I'll be getting coffee soon. I'll give you a call throughout my progression, KB2TIA, N1LU, mobile.
KB2TIA.
NY2EE.
Holy cow. I recognize that call and that voice. I just can't remember the name.
Simon's the name.
Morning, Joe. Where the hell have you been?
Oh, pretty busy. Been working hard, you know. How are you guys doing? Every time I come on, I don't hear you guys all the time, but here you tonight, 12:30. What the hell are you guys doing out so early?
We're all meeting at Rocky's auto body shop for an eyeball. But, well, you know when I'm on the air. I'm always on the air, you know, between 2 and 3, or 2 and, yeah, between 2 and 3, and on my way home. You know how to find me.
Yeah, if you get home really early and, you know, as you see, it's early, right? Alright, but I didn't think you had a radio. I thought your car was up and being repaired or whatnot.
That was a while ago, yeah. I've had it back for quite a while. It was in the shop for 3 weeks. Longest 3 weeks of my life, but yeah, I've had it back for at least a month now, maybe more.
Oh, good deal, man. Good deal. I got the 67 hooked up. Tomorrow I'll be making a way to switch between the radios for the one antenna that I have. Yeah, I'd like you to hear it. Boy, it's unbelievable. The receiver is unreal. I hear people on 10 meters every day now. And the other one, I didn't hear anybody on 10 meters, oddly.
What radio is that?
The Flex 6700.
You had a little noise in there with you. Which one?
6700 Flex.
Oh, okay, yeah, 6700. I didn't recognize that number. Oh, okay, very good. Well, when you say tomorrow, I guess you mean later on today, Friday. Well, let me know. I'll get on the air. My setup's working nice. I had some problems. Turned out to be all coax issues. So I've changed a lot of the coax and changing more as we go. But my 440, Kenwood TS 440, is working real nice. So maybe we'll hook up and see what it sounds like.
A cool deal, because I got a different microphone. I got the Heil 40 for this radio. The two different microphones, see how they sound. I actually really need to set it up, because I really haven't spoken to anybody on it at all yet.
N1LU mobile. When we hook up, I can record you and send it off to you so you can see how it sounds. I've been doing that a lot lately. In fact, I've got to clean out my phone. I got a lot of video recordings of contacts I've made on HF. So we'll do that today. In fact, if you have a cell phone, you can do the same for me, because I never get a chance to see how I sound. And I got the ATR30 Audio Technica mic on the 440, so I want to see how good it sounds. Anyway, give me a minute. I got to stop for coffee coming up to the mobile station. NY2EE N1LU mobile.
Yoki.
Yahweh, the Undertaker, KB1IFY. Uncle Charlie, the Tuna here, KB1IFY.
Morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. I had the Echo Link hooked up for a while just been listening out there. I'll let you guys get back. Oh, by the way, Charlie, the guy Adam, he's on Facebook, too, if you want to front him. All right, KB1IF1.
Oh, okay, I'll do that, definitely. All right, I'm pulling in for coffee. I'll be back, N1LU mobile.
Charlie, no answer back from that guy with the 635.
Okay. All right. Very good, Rocky. Thanks. All right, give me a minute. I'm going to check traffic again. N1LU mobile.
I changed my mind on what I'm doing with the 635, the other one. I'm going to put that in Debbie's house, so I'll be able to cross-band repeat during the summer, being outside and everything.
Yeah, that's a good idea. How hard is it to get it in cross-band mode?
It's not hard. I tried fooling around with it yesterday with Steve's 440HT, because I didn't have my THF6 here. I'll figure it out one of these days. Steve was reading a piece of paper that I printed out off a line yesterday, but like everything else, I'm brain dead. It'll take a while.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure it out with this one. Now I've got a memory channel that says crossband, so I just go to that one on the, I guess that would be the receive side, and put the 955 in the other side. Switch them both to low power, and I have to turn the radio on while holding a certain button on the front panel, and then it goes into crossband mode.
Yeah, on the Elinco, you hold the band switch and turn the radio on, and that puts it in crossband. That's as much as the book tells you.
Yeah, okay. All right, very good. I'll find out when I get there what frequency you use to crossband into 2 meters. There's a little controversy about that. Some people say you're not allowed to do it. I don't know the exact ruling on it, but I don't do it that often enough to worry about it.
Yeah, I was on K2XDX's repeater yesterday talking to him, and he owns the repeater. He doesn't want anybody crossbanding on his unless he knows about it.
Oh, interesting. Well, I think one of the requirements is you have to be able to ID. And as some people have noticed that that know what, you know, that understand CW, this radio is able to do that. I've got my call sign IDing every 10 minutes, I guess, in CW whenever I'm in crossband mode. So you'll hear two different distinctive CW IDs on this machine when I'm in crossband mode. It's my radio IDing and the regular repeater IDing, because that's basically what you're doing. You're turning your radio into a repeater, and repeaters have to ID every 10 minutes.
Very good. Okay, I'm going to put it down for a second. I'm going to put the scanner on Willie's truck. 82 BOR.
All right, I got a ways to go. When I get closer, I want to switch to 5-2. I want to see how this TYT speaker mic sounds on the Baofeng.
Okay.
Tyson copy 5-2. Z-O-Z.
Morning, Don.
Good morning. I spent 45 minutes learning how to program this 8900. I'm pretty good at it now. I just programmed in 12 2-meter repeaters, and maybe in a little while I'll program in some 440s.
Okay, very good. Yeah, there's a little bit of a learning curve with these newer radios, learning all the menu buttons to push.
Yeah, one thing I wasn't doing very well. You're supposed to, like, push your button briefly, and then you want to program something else, you have to push it in for a half a second, something like that. And I guess my fingers weren't in sync.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of a technique to learn how to push it momentarily or for, you know, a half a second. But yeah, I think this radio does the same thing. A long push does something, a short, quick push does something else.
Yeah, all my radios are a little bit different in their programming. Okay, I'll let you have your coffee. I'm going to finish up my bottle of Corona here.
Okay, very good. Just passing Yonkers Racetrack right now in the Deegan. WA2ZOZ, N1LU, mobile.
Yeah, KB1IFY. I'm going to disconnect for a little bit. I got to go do a tour. I'll catch you guys later. KB1IFY.
Okay, Bill. N1LU mobile.
Talk to you later, Bill.
KB1IFY disconnected.
N1LU, George Washington Bridge.
KB2, TIA, affirmative.
You want to try Simplex?
Yeah, go to 510. N1LU, in New Jersey, mobile.
WA2ZOZ, back from 5-2.
N1LU, yeah, I heard you a couple of times pretty good, but it was just kind of sporadic.
Yeah, about the same here. I got maybe one complete sentence or so.
How much power were you running?
About 50 watts.
Okay. Yeah, I was only doing 10. But I was moving so fast, I was, you know, going in and out of the nulls. But I did hear you good, real good one time. Came up to about S9. But anyway, okay, very good. Now I've got my little detour over here. This is my only slow up I'll have today, but I'm doing pretty good time wise.
Okay, very good. Oh, the monthly charge on Part B, I think it's something like $104.90 a month.
Okay, that's not too bad, but you got to pay for your supplemental, too. What do you have for a supplemental?
Class B supplemental is $104.90. Then there's Class D for the drugs. I think my friend pays like $80 a year for that. In Part C, that's what do they call it? They don't call it a supplement. They call it an advantage. I'm not sure how much that is right now.
stand by up here.
I think Advantage, I don't think you pay for that. That might be a freebie, but you can't have whatever doctor you want, and they tell you where to go for the tests, etc.
Just bottom line is you better be healthy when you get older.
Yeah, have a few scotches now and then, a couple of Coronas, tell a few jokes.
Pray on my glass of wine every day. And we'll see how many states legalize marijuana by the time I retire.
It never did much for me. I tried it maybe 3 times or so. And I'll stick to being a juicer.
Speaking of a juicer, have you been to the Wheel lately?
Yes, I was there a couple of days ago. Georgie had a little accident in her apartment. She was working on a light fixture in her bathroom. The damn thing fell down, hit her in the eyebrow. She had some stitches on the outside and the inside of the cut. But she didn't have a big black eye or anything. She just had a Band-Aid over from where she had the stitches put in Holy Name Hospital. WA2ZOZ for ID.
Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad. I hope she's doing okay. How's Linda doing? She still there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Linda's still there. She lost a little bit of weight. She looks nice in those jeans.
The next time you go there, tell them I said hi. And I'll probably be meeting you there eventually.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I have the SMA 24 I'm going to lend to Rocky as soon as I can get it down to him. Well, let's see what the story is. WY2, line your pockets, WA2ZOZ.
WI2LYP.
Hello, Bill. We were just wondering how you're making out. I guess you must be close to Rockies now.
Hey, Don, we're having coffee here and chatting it up for like old time's sake.
Okay, very good. Did you get Steve his iced tea?
I certainly did, and a bunch of sugar as well.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's one thing I don't use. I don't use sugar. Okay, very good. You guys keep talking it up, and Charles and I will be on the side here.
Okay, Don, always good to talk to you. WI2LYP is clear.
Oh, Charlie, I played hooky yesterday.
That's what you told me the last time I talked to you. So is that twice this week?
Affirmative. I have like 6 sick days left, so I guess I'll stop taking my sick days.
When's your exact retirement day?
May 6th.
That's nice. That's nice. Oh, I got some bimbo in front of me that's going 22 miles an hour.
What is the speed limit in the zone?
This time of the day, I believe it's 30. Oh, good, she's turning.
I could never be a professional driver. I'd go bonkers in about 12 minutes.
Well, normally I wouldn't care. I'm on my way in. I'm in no rush. But today I'm in a rush. So I do care. Oh, actually, it's 35. So she was really... I'm assuming it was a woman, and probably very... what's the word? Chauvinistic of me. But she was really going underneath the speed limit.
Maybe she had some extra activity going on in the front seat.
as I bumped it up to 40, I passed a cop sitting on the road. So for sure he was going to come after me.
Is it close to the microphone?
No, I don't think you can see the microphone this time of the day. No, because I was going 40 in a 35.
Oh, also, don't you have to go at least a quarter mile? If you're going over the speed limit, don't they have to clock you for like a quarter mile? And if you don't slow up within that distance, then you get the ticket.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Well, I mean, I didn't get a ticket. I got pulled over once, though, because I drove past the cop and I was going a little bit over the speed limit. And as far as I know, he wasn't behind me. He was sitting on the side of the road. Just saw me go past him and I guess clocked me there and never really followed me for a quarter of a mile and then pulled me over.
Too bad you didn't get an SHF, super high frequency ham radio, and talk to him right through his radar detector.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a cavity search to me.
Very good cavity search.
First time I ever got pulled over with ham radio in the car, the first thing they wanted to know is, can I pick up police frequencies on that radio? Like, if I could, I would say, oh, yeah, absolutely.
You just say, I don't know, I have to look in the owner's manual. I just got the thing. Or just say, can you get ham radio frequencies on yours?
When I get pulled over by a cop, it's all yes, sir, no, sir. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, it always pays. You have to condescend a little bit.
God, Jesus, I got another bimbo in front of me. Actually, this is a small panel truck. He's having a hard time picking up speed.
How far are you from your destination?
I just passed work, so I'm about 15 minutes away from Rocky.
Oh, okay, very good. I'm going to put the mic down for a minute. I'll be back, WA2ZOZ.
Okay, very good. N1LU, mobile, a little bit ahead of schedule, Rock, so I should get there before a quarter of.
Good morning, Don. KD2BOR.
Good morning, Rock. I was in CUSO with Charlie about a minute ago. He said he's about 50 minutes or less from your shop.
Yeah, very good, Don. Yeah, we got the radio on here in the background. Willie P. and Steve are going through his QSO card books.
Oh, okay. That's a nice pastime for radio amateurs. Well, I guess my best card is Antarctica.
Very good. Okay, I'm going to put it down. I'll be listening. Charlie, you can pull up in front of the door that's open next to Steve's, the driveway where Steve's truck is, right next to it where you usually pull in. KD2, BOR.
Okay, very good, Rocky. Be there in about 12 minutes. N1LU mobile. Just got on Orient Way, N1LU.
Okey-doke.
Connected, KB1IFY.
KB1IFY is back. Listen.
Hey, Bill, hear you. Just making my way over to Rockies. Just got on, am I on Skylar? Yeah, I'm just turning at the Skylar Diner. N1LU.
Okay, very good.
We're really earning our after midnight moniker, Charlie. KB2TIA.
Yeah, I know. I showed my wife